With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. Here we are, the Hot Stove League. Of course, the winter meetings taking place in San Diego. And of course, we're now in our off-season mode. So we'll have one podcast a month until we get to the regular season. Our next podcast will drop on Thursday, January 12th. But first, there's been so much action at the winter meetings. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
On Wednesday morning, people woke up to Aaron Judge signing with the New York Yankees a historic 9-year, $360 million to stay in the Bronx. The San Francisco Giants, his hometown team, made a real push to bring Judge back to the Bay Area. And also in the 11th hour, the San Diego Padres ponied up a 10-year, $400 million deal to bring Judge to that lineup. That would have been an incredible lineup with Manny Machado and Tatis coming back and Juan Soto. I mean, I just was blown away that the Padres were involved. But Aaron Judge decides to stay with the Yankees, signs a deal that makes him the highest paid position player ever. Also the third biggest contract as far as value in the history of baseball. Here's a guy who bet on himself, was offered a 7-year, $213 million extension. And instead of taking that before the 2022 season started, he decided he was going to bet on himself. He put together an unbelievable year, almost won the Triple Crown, won the American League MVP. He was second in batting. That's why he didn't win the Triple Crown. He broke Roger Maris's home run record with 62 in the American League. It was a season to remember. It was a season for the ages. And he got cashed out. People thought he would get paid big, and he did. So Aaron Judge in the Bronx with the Bronx Bombers. Yankee fans, rejoice.
Number two.
Some people are surprised. We know that there were people who thought that Aaron Judge was a goner from the Bronx. He was going to leave the Yankees because they dissed him by offering him $213 million before the season started. People thought that they lowballed him. I didn't think the Yankees lowballed him, given his injury history. But I'm not surprised that Aaron Judge picked the Yankees ultimately. Remember, he was offered the same amount of money to go back to San Francisco to play for his hometown team, the Giants. Turn that down. He was offered another $40 million, 10 years, $400 million by the San Diego Padres. Who doesn't want to live in San Diego? Who doesn't want to play at that beautiful ballpark? Look at that team that made the playoffs and beat the Dodgers a year ago. There's a lot of things to like about the Padres. And he also turned that down. And the reason I believe he turned it down is he never was leaving the Bronx. He never was leaving the Yankees. This guy is about history, is about wearing the pinstripes. He came up through the Yankees farm system. Here's a guy who has a chance to be Derek Jeter. And I think that there was a time where he probably considered, which guy do you want to be? Derek Jeter, who played his entire 20-year career with the Yankees before going to the Hall of Fame, or Robinson Cano, who was a Hall of Fame type player when he played in the Bronx, who took the extra loot to go to Seattle, and that thing flamed out. Forget about the juice. Things just didn't work out in Seattle, and basically you didn't see him because it's the West Coast and late games. He disappeared. This guy was one of the best players in the game. And Judge picked that he wanted to be like Derek Jeter, and that he was going to take the Yankees' offer if they matched the minimum, which was what the Giants had offered. And it says a lot about him. He fits the city. He fits the team, the Bronx Bombers. He's a home run hitter. He's all about tradition. This is a guy who passed Babe Ruth and Roger Maris for the all-time home runs in a single season in Yankee history. This guy is embedded in the community, in the fabric. He's the perfect guy for New York. He handles the pressure. A lot of guys can't play in a big city in the bright lights, but Aaron Judge can. And we saw that. And he carried the Yankees a year ago. This guy has been a fan favorite from almost day one. His first at bat in the major leagues in 2016, he hits a home run, his first at bat at Yankee Stadium. I mean, the next year, as a full rookie, he wins the Rookie of the Year. He has an unbelievable win in a home run derby down in Miami, hit like 20-something home runs in the last round or whatever it was. It was like a show he put on. And the only issue about Aaron Judge his whole career is if he can stay healthy. He's a great player, played center field last year. He leads off. He hits for average. We're talking about a time in baseball where guys are hitting 240. He hit 311 as a power hitter. It's not like he had 62 home runs and batted 210 where he's just swinging for the fences. 311 is a hell of an average when the league average was 244. This past year. So he does all those things. He knocks in runs, 131 RBIs out of the leadoff spot. What would his numbers been? What if he batted fourth or third with guys on base? Incredible player. And the Yankees knew they had something special from day one. That's why they put the judges' chambers in the stands. They built the stand for fans who could wear robes and white wigs, you know, and something that looked like a courtroom. Like, who does that? The Yankees never have done that for an individual player. It talks about the respect they have. And last but not least, you don't have to worry about Aaron Judge getting in trouble, doing anything dumb, saying stuff to the fans, or being disrespectful. He's like Derek Jeter. I'm telling you, these guys are the same player. I covered Derek Jeter from day one in his career in New York. I was a columnist at Newsday. And he was right away a guy people, gravitated to and liked. And Aaron Judge the same. He's just Derek Jeter with muscles and Derek Jeter with a long ball stick. And that's what the Bronx Bombers are about. So a lot of people thought the trend was that he was going to move on. I mean, that's what everybody, even John Heyman is one of the best baseball writers in the country. He had an erroneous report that he was going to go with the Giants and had to retract it because it was not correct. And he decided to come back to the Yankees. A lot of people thought that Aaron Judge was on his way out of New York. You know why? Freddie Freeman left the Braves. Corey Seager left the Dodgers. Jacob DeGrom left the Mets. Carlos Correa left the Astros. So it just seemed like, you know, there's a good shot that Aaron Judge was going to follow suit, but I never believed it. I never believed it. On The Odd Couple, the radio show on Fox Sports Radio, we talked about it. I kept saying, the Yankees will not be outbid, and Aaron Judge will not leave. I never thought that he was going to leave for one second, because I do believe that he cherishes being in the pinstripes, playing in the Bronx, and playing for the most storied franchise in sports history. That's the New York Yankees.
Number three.
Don't look now, but the Philadelphia Phillies, that taste of the World Series, that taste of being National League champs, that wasn't enough. We know they have Bryce Harper, but they wanted more. And you got to give the Phillies some credit. They went out and got themselves a $300 million shortstop in Trey Turner, who, of course, played for the Dodgers last year, batted 316, and has been a tremendous. He has speed. He hits for average. He's a good fielder. I mean, Trey Turner is a really good player, and add him into that lineup for the Phillies has to be good, and Phillies fans have to feel good about it because, you know, you still have the Atlanta Braves in the NL East. You got the New York Mets. So they're not resting on their loyals, thinking that, you know, it's automatic and they're going to get back to the World Series and all that. They know that they had to add to their team, and they went out and did it. And Taijuan Walker, who they also got, is impressive. Taijuan Walker pitched for the Mets. He got a two-year, $86 million deal with the Phillies. He's a really good pitcher, young guy. The Phillies bolstered their team. There's no doubt about it, and they're serious.
Number four.
The New York Metropolitans. We know Steve Cohen is their owner. He's got deep pockets, a couple billion dollars he's worth, and he went out. They lose Jacob DeGrom to the Texas Rangers, and hats off to the Texas Rangers because they got hitting and all that, but they need pitching. And if Jacob DeGrom can stay healthy, they got a guy at the top of their rotation who could change their fortune. Now, it's a big if because he can't stay healthy, but the Mets need to replace DeGrom in their rotation to go along with Max Scherzer as the ace. And they went out and got the AL Cy Young and comeback player of the year, Justin Verlander. And I think this is a great deal for the Mets. 2 years, $86 million, and with an option for a third year at 35. Now, Verlander is going to be 40 this coming season. You don't want to sign a guy to a lot of years. That's what DeGrom got. DeGrom got 5 years from Texas. And basically, when you're the Texas Rangers, you got to pay the bad team tax. You got to pay those extra years to get people to come your way. And in this case with the Mets, Verlander for 2 years is great. It weakens the Astros in the AL, but it bolsters the Mets. So now, you know, you go into a three-game series and you have Scherzer and Verlander. They have rekindled their kinship and friendship from when they pitched for the Tigers. At one time, they had three straight Cy Young Award winners in Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and David Price. Can you imagine all three of them had won the three Cy Youngs in three consecutive years? I don't think that's ever happened. And guess what? They didn't win a World Series. In fact, they got swept in a three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles, and all three of those guys pitched. And I remember seeing a picture in a Baltimore Orioles clubhouse, and they had the three Cy Young Awards, pictures of the Cy Young Award, three of them taped up on the wall, and they had an X through each one that they beat three Cy Young Award winners to win that playoff series. So the Mets also picked up Jose Quintana, a two-year contract, $26 million, and definitely with the loss of Walker, they definitely needed to add another pitcher from the, the guy who was a star with the White Sox. We remember that. Went to the Cubs for big money. That didn't work. Bounced around to a few teams the last couple of years. But here we go. They're going to give him a shot with the Mets, and the Mets needed another arm, so they picked him up as well.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 501 why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. Ken Rosenthal from Fox and, of course, The Athletic, he reported that the Dodgers did not go after free agent shortstop Carlos Correa, who played last year with the Twins after a stellar run with the Houston Astros where he won a World Series, because Dodger fans would not accept him because of the cheating scandal that cost the Dodgers potentially the World Series in 2017. That was the year when the Astros cheated. So Dodger fans want no part of an Astro player. Maybe that's why they didn't get Verlander as well. He was on that team. But definitely the hitters, as we know, stole signs. So the Dodgers just figured they don't want to bring in a guy like Carlos Correa onto their team and their franchise. And teams like that can happen. There are teams who will look the other way, act like stuff doesn't happen. But when you're a blue blood and when you're one of the franchises in a sport, like the Dodgers, like the Yankees, like the Cardinals, you call the shots. You're the one who decides who's going to wear your uniform and who won't wear it. And in this case, the Dodgers decided Carlos Correa ain't happening. And since then, the Dodger fans, no one's crying a tear in Los Angeles that he's not coming.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.